గోపాలకృష్ణ ప్రభు గోపాలకృష్ణ మహారాజ్ ఈజ్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ ఇండియా ఆఫ్టర్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ ట్రిప్ టు రష్యా. ఈ సెంట్ వైబ్రేషన్ కోసం he sent two letters within days of each other along with typed copies of book reviews he garnered from Russian professors. He reported on the new arrangements in Vrindavan as well as his BBT work. It seems there is some disagreement developing between him and Yasodhanandana Swami. Gopalakrishna is of the opinion that without any authorization, Yasodhanandana Maharaj want to have his own books printing independent of Bombay BBT. Prabhupada replied to both his letters together. We are very concerned to hear that despite our having now occupied the new property in Vrindavan, the Taparia house, our guest house, is still being used for housing women and children and the mukut business. In your letter to me of May 4, 1976 from Vrindavan, he said concerning Taparia house, Dhananjay and his wife and other grihasthas will live on that land. Three or four brahmacharinis who are working on mukut can also live there. You suggested like this, if some woman can live there, why not all? Somehow or the other, the guest house must be freed from all encumbrances. It will be absolutely used by guests. I have received reliable reports that on account of devotees staying there, guests are refused attached bathrooms because all the rooms are taken up by the devotees there. Also the fact that mukut business takes 8 to 10 rooms is very bad. Radhakrishna. గెస్ట్ హౌస్ నేను ఇస్తే ఛార్జ్ చేయలేదు వాళ్ళు సింపుల్ అరేంజ్మెంట్లో ఉంది భారీ లేదు ఏం చేస్తున్నారు ఒకరికి వచ్చి ఎందుకు ఇస్తున్నాడు కారణం లేదు అని కొట్టుకుపోతున్నాడు అది బాగా లేదు మరి రూమ్ పక్కకి తీసుకురా అది కింద వదిలింపు రాస్తున్నాడు రూపాయ. The guest house cannot be occupied by anybody. It will be spoiled. They must move. Why there are so many women in Vrindavan? Vrindavan is meant for retirement. Elderly persons in Krishna consciousness can devote all their time to devotional service. Such men are wanted to live in Vrindavan, not women and children. So, Mandiralo, in temples generally we should avoid families that raise children, that they create disturbance in the ashram life. So people are married, young people want to have children and all that, they should find their own arrangement outside the temple. So temple is for people who are free from children and all that botheration. So such, not women and children, that is a fact. The holy dhams are meant for sannyasis and brahmacharis especially. If necessary, management must be done by sannyasis and brahmacharis, not grihasthas. As far as the dispute over printing operations, Prabhupada was happy that he personally had to settle the issue. And he made his position very clear. The printing should be managed by BBT. Yasamatananda Swami is printing through the agency of the BBT simply for convenience sake due to inefficiency of the order department in Bombay. Even a letter from Fiji was not replied. However, the account should be kept by the BBT. The printing of Yasamatinandana Swami is only for some small books. The quality of the books must remain, and so they should not be printed by Yasamatinandana Swami independently. So you can keep the account, what is being sold, what is the profit, but what is the wrong if Yasamatinandana Swami prints the book on behalf of BBT for convenience? You are accusing him of so many bogus complaints. What is bogus? What is genuine? If all these complaints come to me, it is too much, a headache for me. Finally, although he was glad about the reception of his books in Russia, he told Gopal Krishna, his typed up versions of reviews were virtually useless. They were simply dictated to Gopal, but not written by professors themselves. Then what is the value of such testimonial? Please clear it. Testimonial means it must be written or typed on their office letterhead and duly signed by them. If it is not so, there is no value for the testimonial. Rameswar Swami and Radha Vallabh delivered the latest volume of Srimad Bhagavatam, the second part of the seventh canto, to Srila Prabhupada in mid-afternoon. Srila Prabhupada was beaming with pleasure. He carefully inspected it, looking through the many beautiful paintings that depict the killing of demon Hiranyakashipu by Lord Narasimhadev. Prabhupada was laughing as he described the fight. All right, let me see how your strength is coming. Now I shall kill you. Come on, let me see how your God is coming to save you. This is atheism, challenging. And when he appeared, Hiranyakashipu became a fly. Where is such language? Even there are many Sanskrit scholars, they cannot produce such language. That is not possible. And 5,000 years before, Vyasadeva presented this unique language. Rameswar informed him that it was 20th volume of Srimad Bhagavatam now in print. Out of 60, still 40, Prabhupada said. 20 already printed, 2 or 3 ready for being printed. But this is bulk of the canto, Srila Prabhupada, Hayagriva used. Rameswar reminded him that the 10th canto will be very long. Prabhupada gave the breakdown. 10th canto will be like Chaitanya Charitamrita, 15 volumes, 10th canto. Generally 6 chapters a volume. So there are 90 chapters, that means minimum 15 volumes and maybe more. We have presented Krishna book just a summary, not explained. But it will be explained. With each and every sloka purport, it will not be less than 15 volumes. 10th chapter is the face of the Lord. We have described the legs, hands, belly, that's all. And 10th chapter is the face of Krishna, smiling face. Therefore, we should not jump over to the face all at once. It must go from legs gradually, then face, then forehead, then hair. 11th, 12th, finish. The whole body of Krishna. We thank you very much. As he looked over the new volume, admiring the high quality of the presentation, Kirtanananda Swami arrived. He had flown in from Pittsburgh, especially to you, premiere the new film made by Yadubara Das, about new Vrindavan called Spiritual Frontier. He brought with him some homemade ice cream and considerable quantity of delicious new Vrindavan sweets. Prabhupada greeted him warmly, asking him about his health, how things were going on in new Vrindavan. The devotees are all anxious for you to see, Ketananda said. Prabhupada broke out in a grin, and looking at Ketananda Maharaj's old friend, he joked, yes, Hayagriva Maharaj is being forced. You should cane me more, Srila Prabhupada. Hayagriva joined in, appreciating the affectionate attention. No, Prabhupada laughed. Krishna is very cunning. One may try to leave him, but he is not going to leave you. Once come, no sir, you cannot go out. Just like Rajamil. He was a devotee in the beginning, and later on by bad association, prostitute, he fell. But Krishna took him at the end. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. Krishna gave him the chance to give him a son. He kept the son's name Narayan. So on account of affection for the son, he was chanting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Just Krishna is so kind. All right, this rascal is going out of my hand. All right, give him a child, Narayan. He will chant Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And that will be his credit. Ajnata Sukriti. Na janma koti Sukriti vir api labhyate. Sukriti, pious activities of many millions of births is not equal to love of Godhead. Purchase Krishna consciousness anywhere, it is available. What is the price? Tatra lavalyam ekalam mulyam. Only greediness, hankering, that is the price. Oh, that I have got. No, no. Na janma koti Sukriti vir apilabhyate. You cannot obtain this prize even after millions of births of pious activities. Only devotees can give you Krishna. As he took some fresh juice and a little prasadam, he noticed that I laid out a new silver spoon. He asked about it casually, and I told him it was a gift from a few of the devotees. He didn't inquire further and I was relieved. I had forgotten his original solid silver, won in Hawaii. When we arrived, I had to ask the devotees to buy him a new one. Prabhupada asked Ketananda Maharaj if he had seen the new book, offering to give him one. Ketananda said they were getting better and better. Yes, Prabhupada happily agreed, and our Rameswar Maharaj is guiding them. Most of the other sannyasis were there, and Prabhupada was in expansive mood. So he told Pushta Krishna Maharaj to open up his closet and let him give one of his personal kurtas to each sannyasi. Personal kurtas, shirts, to each sannyasi. Before going down into the temple room to see the film, he also had time to give a short personal darshan to J. Warner, a young lawyer who has been giving a great deal of help to the devotees here and charging only his cause. Jaya appreciates the movement and the devotees, although it was evident from his question that a full grasp of our philosophy has not yet dawned in his consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was happy to offer his help and guidance. I do have one question, Jay asked. How can one establish faith in the principle of reincarnation? How can one come to believe in it? That is a very simple thing. Prabhupada told him, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, now you are a child. Were you not a child? Yes. Where is that body? Where is the body of the child? Yes. You are a child. Where is that body? it has grown into a man. Grown or is it changed? Prabhupada, same thing. But the child, that body is no more. Is it not? Yes? They agreed. It's gone. The body may vanish, but you are not going through. That is incarnation. The child body is gone. It is no more existing. Either you say grow or I may say change. That body is finished. Is it not? Jay understood the point, but he still had some doubts. The difficulty for me reaches the movement retroactively before the movement of birth or past the movement of death. How can one come to have faith that there is life after one leaves his body? That is the proof offered Prabhupada. A child may not understand that after his childhood body, there is another body, boyhood body or youthful body. He may not understand, but that is a fact. If the child says there is no more body, this is the final body, that is not the fact. He is going to get another body, which is boy's body, young man's body, old man's body. Similarly, you may believe or not believe, you are going to get another body. The proof is that you are no more the child's body. You have got a different body, common sense. Although what he had told Jay was simple, clear, logical, something was holding Jay back from accepting it. That is true, but the difficulty for me is that although my spirit wants to believe in transmigration, the scientific upbringing that was inculcated in me from my childhood has had a hard time. Prabhupada perked. What is the scientific? Through empirical evidence, through evidence. This is evidence, he told Jay. I ask you to show me your childhood body. Where is it? Can you show? That is finished. So if the childhood body is finished, you get another body, boyhood. Similarly, the conclusion should be after this body, I am an old man, it will be finished. Then I will get another body. That makes sense, very common sense, Prabhupada told him. But we are so dull, we can't understand. Then he gave the example of the film strips as further evidence to make sure he understood. There are hundreds of bodies in the film. When they are played together, it seems that is the same. One man is moving, but actually in the film there are hundreds of bodies. But it is changing so swiftly, it appears one. Now Jay began to catch on. A man's eye cannot see it changing. Yes, by nature's law it is changing every second. In such swift way that we can't understand. Just like, you know, as soon as you cut the nails, from the moment you cut the nails, it's not that every week the nail will just jump to grow. It is growing just like hair. You shave your head, not that every day night, it is growing by a millimeter. All day. The hair is growing all day. But you see it after a few days. But in the very beginning, you don't see. How does one give the fear of death? There is no death. Prabhupada told him positively. You only change body. Because the body is lost, you are no more, you do not possess the childhood body, youthful body. That does not mean that you are dead. You are living. The body has changed. But because we don't know the science, we think the body is finished. Therefore, it is dead. Therefore, you have to learn Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate mrete va kadachit. The soul never takes birth, nor dies at any time. After his short meeting with Jay, It was time for Prabhupada to go downstairs for the film premiere. All the devotees had gathered for the occasion and the temple was completely packed with expectant, excited devotees. Before the movie was shown, Jai Satchinandan Prabhu led the whole assembly into singing Prabhupada's Bengali poem, Markina Bhagavata Dharma, as Srila Prabhupada sat listening on his Vyasasana. Then the lights went off, the film was screened. Prabhupada really enjoyed the film. At one point in the film, at some whole wheat puris sizzled and inflated in ghee filled work, a big smile appeared on his face and he reached out as if to pick out one and eat it. Agreeing that it was Yadubara's best to date, everyone loved the film and Prabhupada's verdict was very favorable. Ketananda Swami gave a short speech praising Yadubara and glorifying Srila Prabhupada for giving such wonderful way of life, Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada also had a few words of gratitude. He told us, "When I came here, I was thinking how horrible a place where there are so many slaughterhouses to kill the cow. But here we are protecting the cow in New Vrindavan." He praised Kirtananda Swami because he was putting his instructions into practice. 10th June 1976. This morning it rained. Prabhupada said he would take his walk in the car. Accompanied by Ketananda Swami and Ramasar Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada sat comfortably in the back. He occasionally made comments about passing scenery, chanted japa, and responded to our questions and remarks. While the car plied along Wilshire Boulevard and around the opulence of Beverly Hills, taxes and government became the focus of conversation. Ramesh Mara said, "You have written in the fourth canto that because the government is so expert in taxing, people are becoming so expert in cheating. The government to avoid taxes. So the government is simply training people how to become cheaters." Yes, Prabhupada nodded in agreement. "And then you wrote that one day taxes will become so much, people will revolt, refuse to pay, and then the government will be finished. There will be chaos. You are giving all these warnings to Prabhupada. You also warn them about taking the oil from the earth." "Yes, I think of these things." Prabhupada smiled. "There is analogy, just like when you fly in the sky, you take sufficient petrol in the wings. Sufficient petrol, so many thousands of gallons. And if there is no petrol, then you will fall down. So theorize that these planets are floating in the air on account of petrol. If you finish the petrol stock, then you drop down dead." Analogy, indirectly. "My desire is that why you are wasting your time in this way? Your life is short here. Then utilize it for self-realization." So this is what we always talk. Just minimum, bare necessities for living. And other time try to develop your love for Krishna, try to serve Krishna. "Why you are wasting time in this way? Your life is very short. Utilize it for self-realization. What is the use of this civilization? Civilization for artificial necessities of life. You waste your whole duration of life, and next life you can become a cat or a dog. Suppose you are successful in this life, manufacturing these big skyscrapers. Next life, you become a cockroach in the same apartment, toilet room. there is possibility. You have to change your body, and there is no guarantee that you will have to change in this type of body anybody. The cockroach is also a body, therefore they don't believe in the next life. You said that they have developed so many different weapons, so they must use them. They will not waste their time making nuclear bombs and so on without using them, Ramasar said. That means it is ordained by God that they make nuclear bombs. Prabhupada replied, you have manufactured this and use it for your own destruction. That is nature's way. As the car glided past 12th century Fox Film Studios, Ramasar allowed himself to indulge in a little speculative extrapolation just to get Prabhupada's reaction. When they have this war, it will reduce everything. Just finish off all these industries and factories. And this is what happened in Hudhud, Tufan, in Visakhapatnam. All big industries finished. Thousands of crores of worth of properties in Visakhapatnam. So either by war or by something. Prabhupada said, when they have this war, it will finish everything. Just finish off all the industries and factories. So everything will be ready to a primitive stage. No, Prabhupada told him, they will again repair. He cited recent history as evidence. Just like Germany was finished. The American planes bombed in such a way, Germany was finished. Very heavily bombed. One lady in Hamburg, she was showing me one wall, big wall, building dismantled. And it has become black on account of bombing. She was showing me how injustice they have done. So, after the war, nothing will change. Systems of government, the industries, everything will just be rebuilt. Now they are trying to rebuild Visakha as again a smart city, mega city again. I was just saying, everything finished and they are saying, let us build it again. Then they are not getting the question that if another catastrophe comes, so they don't want to think on that line. They will try at least, Prabhupada said. Just like after the Second World War, Germany or England, everything was finished in both countries. They could not recoup. They are now poverty stricken. Germany is a little recouped. But England is finished. Therefore, I say India got independence not due to Gandhi, it is due to Hitler. That is my opinion. We put aside our Western-oriented view of history, as Prabhupada gave his analysis of the true cause of India's freedom. I've got reason. The Hitler fighting with England made them smash. So their political power became nil, almost. And on this opportunity, Hitler helped Subhash Chandra Bose, one of the leaders of India, to organize Indian National Army, INA. This Indian National Army, when they attacked, at least made a show of attack from Imphal, especially on Calcutta, dropped bombs. The whole Calcutta became vacant. Perhaps myself and a few others remained. I sent my sons, of course. Daughter was married, but they were sent to Navadvip, Sridhar Maharaj's ashram. My wife refused to go out of Calcutta. She said, I will be bombed maybe, but I will not go out of Calcutta. Srila Prabhupada left. So I had to remain in Calcutta. So I was in Bombay, and Calcutta all vacant. And one day I was eating in the evening, night, immediately Bombay, kachori. I was hungry, but the eating finished. Of course, I heard Srila Prabhupada's analysis before. Only a couple of days ago, you were telling an Indian visitor his views. And now he felt it was his old school friend, Subhash Chandra Bose, who actually forced British out of India. Yet I am always eager to hear more. I asked how frequently they were bombing Calcutta, almost pounding daily. But it was meant for bombing the European quarters. So when the Britishers saw that now the Subhash Chandra Bose organized INA outside India, all the Indians, they contribute money, especially from Singapore, Hong Kong, this side. All the Indians, they contributed sufficiently. And they got men from fighting Indian soldiers. The British, they are fighting with Indian soldiers, with Germany and Japan and others. So the contract with Hitler and Subhash Chandra Bose was this. All the Indian soldiers which you have arrested in the war, please give me, then I shall organize. So the soldiers, when they understood they were being arrested, we shall go to Indian side. They voluntarily surrendered. So Hitler, all others, Hitler and Japan, Topo, arrested them and gave them to Subhash Chandra Bose. And now he was organizing in Singapore. He had a large army. I asked, large or small, whatever there was. But England had no soldiers. Whatever they did, fight with Indian soldiers, Gurkhas and Sikhs. Indian money, Indian soldiers, everything Indian, and they were fighting with Indians. So when the Britishers saw that nationalism as become strong among the soldiers. It is not possible to maintain empire. They voluntarily left. Better give us good relations and our business. Make some agreement. So before departing, make them weak. Divide India into Hindustan and Pakistan. Yes, because they are doing these things in Ireland, Germany. That is their business, divide and rule. Before leaving India, immediately they partitioned. Burma was not Indian, Ceylon was Indian. Burma was Indian, Ceylon was Indian, so they had already divided. Now England is finished. Their aristocratic status are now rolling on the ground. Who takes care? There, Lennon, John Lennon and George Harrison, they are purchasing big, big palaces. Being born in England, I have to agree, all the aristocracy, they just go out to work like anyone else. The lords are roaming on the streets. I have seen many lords, Prabhupada said, they are ordinary. Even they haven't got a car. The queen also, just like ordinary, common man, royal family. Rameswar ventured that one day America would be poor. Like that also, yes. Luxury leads to poverty. Srila Prabhupada observed, when the Americans become too luxurious, they will not be able to defend their country. It will be finished. One time, the German government raided Hare Krishna. And then they confiscated the bank accounts, a lot of money. And then they thought this is, there is more secret money, and they raided the ISKCON in Germany, ISKCON buildings in Germany. And then after raid, they said these people can never be poor. The Hare Krishnas can never be poor, because Western life, everything furnished, everything luxury items. But Hare Krishna staying in West, but their lifestyle is very simple, sleeping on a mat with just a pillow and a blanket, no furniture, no big expenditure. So he commented, Hare Krishnas will never look poor because they have no expenditure. No, like we are running the temple, any good manager will see that unnecessarily nothing is wasted. Our luxury life, lavish life. About Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Bhaktagana, Vairagya are Pradhana. Who is a very good devotee, how you will know? The devotees are very simple. They don't unnecessarily complicate their life as much as possible. America has lost their fighting spirit against communists. Rameshwar said, oh yes, yes, Vietnam. It is proof. When Vietnam is attacked, American soldiers, they began to fly. Flee away, became afraid. Naturally, they were not soldiers. They have no fighting spirit. By force, they have become soldiers. He paused for a moment and gave his solution. Let them take to Krishna consciousness. America will be saved. And then India will be glorious if Indians take to Krishna consciousness. Being one of the leading organizers of book distribution in America, Rameshwar Maharaj naturally thinks a lot about the future impact of our movement on society. He likes to solicit Prabhupada's comments and directions on our activities. So he brought up the common statement made previously about the duration of the movement in this Kali Yuga. He said a few days ago this movement will go on unimpeded for 10,000 years. Prabhupada interrupted to add an important proviso. Yes, provided we keep it uncontaminated, we should take this opportunity. So after 10 years we have gotten so many devotees and so many houses. So I can't imagine how big this movement will be after 10,000 years. Yes, Prabhupada said, you will get the government trying to take in the full import of Prabhupada's short statement. Rama said, the whole world will be delivered. Prabhupada was sure of it. Yadyad Acharya Shrestha, America will be the best. People will follow. They are already following. Skyscraper building, that's all. Any nation in the world, they are all aspiring to have skyscraper buildings, full of the skyscraper building. Now they are thinking this is opulence, skyscraper building. When you are giving it up, no more skyscraper building, the others are imitating. As the car drew up to the temple, Rameshwar made one final point. All the instructions for the future, just like he said, that one day even we will have the government. How to run the government, everything is explained in your books. Yes, I think like that. Prabhupada chuckled. Is there mention the slaughterhouse must be stopped? You are given all the major policies for the future government. Krishna consciousness government, Rameswar assured him. Srila Prabhupada tipped his head slightly to his side. Let us hope, he said modestly. We'll continue.